You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International, and now for our daily segment with Ibrahim Musa, who joins us on the line. Hafiz Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
As we go closer to the days of Hajj, the excitement and the enthusiasm for Hajj tends to increase, and the yearning for the Baytullah also tends to increase in the hearts of all believers.
Absolutely, what has happened, the stories that we, inshallah, are going to be discussing this afternoon just show the sense of yearning and the sense of love that people really have for the Baytullah, people who stay for a long period of time, and more than that, the people go out of their way year after year to give khidmah and to be of service to the Hujjaj, inshallah.
The first story that we pick up on is deaf and mute couple and their Hajj dream. Tell us more about that.
You know, this is layers of emotion that are involved. Firstly, you have a couple here that are now, you know, both over 60, both partners in the couple. They've been saving for 10 years from Malaysia, and with that comes their disability, not being able to communicate in the normal way. They've been saving the couple, brother Ismail, Modom, and his wife Rosni. They've been saving for the past 10 years, and they got confirmation that they're going for Hajj this year. It's really a difficult one, physically challenging for them, the ability to communicate being compromised, and on top of that, the wife in this couple is actually wheelchair bound, and just recently, due to diabetes, had to have a foot amputated. So, there's so many challenges that they're up against. And what's great about the story is that the Hajj operator involved, which is Tabu Haji out of Malaysia, and we'll talk a bit about them later, have assigned a special person, just one person, to this couple to accommodate all their needs, be it communication, be it ferrying the wife in the wheelchair up and down to the Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And, despite all these challenges, we often hear the expression when a person sees the Kaaba for the first time, that they are literally speechless. And in this case, literally, the couple will be speechless. But I think, given all the different layers of difficulty that have come together, challenges that they've had to overcome, it's without doubt when they get that experience, the ecstasy will similarly be much more euphoric than people who are normally able around the world.
Definitely a dream come through for them, and like for all the other Hujjaj that have come from various places around the world. Then also airlines coming to the fore and doing their bit. Qatar Airways, Hajj Pack, what does that offer?
Obviously it's the little marketing or little, customer gestures, public relations gestures that airlines do. When we traveled a while ago, people would remember certain airlines would give you, your dates or certain types of meals or savouries to recognize that you're traveling in Ramadan, so they recognize the needs of their Muslim travelers in that way. Air Qatar Airways, which flies, I believe, 7 flights daily for Hajj, from Doha, 3 to Medina, and the rest to Jeddah. So lots of flights going through Doha, as it's a hub for passengers coming all around the world. They're going to be giving their travelers going on those journeys to Medina and Jeddah a bag, and in this bag they'll be getting another bag that could be used to keep stones for the Jamarah. There'll be special socks in there, wet wipes, a musalla, travel musalla, and tasbih counters in there as well. And the entire bag can be used as a shoe bag as well. I guess, you know, people might say it's nothing much, but, you know, in Hajj, lots of things come your way, lots of things get lost. And all these small things, freebies that you get along the way, most of the time do come to assist you, you know, somewhere or the other, or you could share it with somebody else. So, yeah, that's what Qatar Airways is doing this year.
Then another khidma that has come to the fore is from the Malaysians.
This is a chapter on its own, actually, you know, which is up the first, where you talk about the Tabu Haji, and it's spelled T-A-B-U-N-G, but pronounced Tabu Haji. It's one of the most sophisticated, well-organized Hajj outfits around the world, and so many people have come to the Malaysians seeking to learn from how they organize the Hajj experience. So over 20,000 Hujjaj coming from under this particular group, and they've got 300 dedicated personnel just to make khidmah. Now let's break it down a bit. From these 300 who are making khidmah, many of these volunteers are students. Obviously they have to be quite capable of communicating in the language of Arabic as well as the Malay language, Bahasa Malay. And they, you know, the people who are making the khidmah say they'll do it year after year. Many of them have actually been doing it for decades. Those who are not students, obviously those who have grown into it, some for 20 years, some for 30 years. And they say what brings them back time after time is the professionalism of the organization that they're working for. And it's a pleasure, they say, to work. Many of them are you know, from Thailand or Indonesia, living in Malaysia now, but they say it's a pleasure to work with the Malaysian people as a whole because of their general state of friendliness. So 300 in total. Of these, some of them are counselors, and this is something that I haven't heard from other Hajj groups. Dedicated people who are appointed as counselors. Sometimes there's disputes amongst the Hujjaj. Sometimes Hujjaj come with their own psychological problems that they're dealing with, you know, depression, or they're facing a divorce, or they've lost a loved one. Sometimes it's petty, you know, there's disputes amongst Hujjaj living in a room and they can't get along with each other. All of these are brought to the attention of the counselors, and they try to, you know, work through these problems so that the Hujjaj will have a clear state of mind when they have to perform the essential and the main rituals of the Hajj journey. So something unique, and I don't know if it's needed in other groups, but they especially give this importance. And the last segment of khidmah that you want to discuss is a group from amongst them, 17 personnel who work in shifts. They are stationed at 7 positions outside Makkah, outside the Haram rather, and they wear a distinctive red shirt. The purpose is they simply go to these positions, and any of the groups who are lost immediately notice them and ask them to be redirected. Or if they have any religious queries as well of a basic level, they come to these, you know, specially appointed personnel who work in three shifts throughout the day and direct the Hujjaj to their, you know, to their respective hotels or whatever they require. And they found from experience that many of the Hujjaj just tend to get lost in their first day or two at the Haram, or sometimes they used to enter from a certain entrance and that entrance is closed for whatever reason. Then people do get, you know, a bit confused, you know, entering and exiting from somewhere that they're not familiar with. So these people are almost like, you know, guards stationed at a particular point, come whatever may, and those red shirts really, well, red usually is not a sign of good luck, but usually when people look at the Malaysian Hujjaj see this, and obviously if they're in a state of frenzy or not knowing what to do, this is their knight in shining armor.
SubhanAllah, yes, the different services that are being rendered and all come together to make the Hajj as smooth as possible for the Hujjaj. Fascinating, undoubtedly. Jazakumullah khair for the very interesting information shared this afternoon.
Shukran jazeera, Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hafiz Ibrahim Musa, What Hajj, the Global Build-Up, and this was the fourth episode of it, focusing on some fascinating stories of the deaf and dumb Hujjaj, as well as some of the other stories. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all. Now, 35 minutes after 5.